Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. The Old Testament reading for today from Ezekiel 33 is set during the Babylonian exile almost 600 years before Jesus was born. The prophet Ezekiel is given the responsibility to speak to the house of Israel, the chosen of God, to warn the wicked. This responsibility also carries over to the chosen in the New Jerusalem, the Church of the New Covenant. We reflect on God's word with the hymn, "Thy Strong Word Did Cleave the Darkness."
A reading from the 33rd chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul.
The Gospel reading addresses four aspects of Christian life: having faith and humility like a child, avoiding temptations, the parable of the lost sheep and the joy when it is found, and how to deal in love with a brother who has sinned against you. Prior to the reading, we hear the hymn, "Children of the Heavenly Father," which sings of the safety and comfort we can all receive from God, our Heavenly Father. Following the scripture, we can again rejoice with the hymnist as we put our trust in the Good Shepherd through the hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is."
Children of the Heavenly Father, save me in this bosom gather. Bless me, birth.
reading from the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them."
Thank you.
for welcoming us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your children to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. With today's worship service, the school children will be sharing their faith through song. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. Throughout your life, may you always find comfort and strength in Christ, your Good Shepherd.